looks like a it's got bars that you're leaning up against with the Gaussian blur mm-hmm. and everything in the background, and you're in focus yeah. and it's just awesome. I mean, was it like a crazy feeling to shoot in the same place that they held Jesus?
Actually, no.
Okay.
But
savage.
Come on. You can do it. One of those nights, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. It tastes like the camera's not focusing. It tastes like glory. I don't even know what it is. I can't even think because I'm worried about the camera. It tastes like glory. It tastes like success. And it tastes like sexualization. If you go on the Side Project merch store right now, all the sweaters are on sale because it's the summer sweater sale. Because who wants to get sweaters during the summer, or who wants to wear sweaters during the summer? But if you get them now, you'll have them ready for fall and winter, and you can cover your nipples and they won't be all showing through your shirts and everything, because you'll have a nice Side Project thick sweater to rock for fall and winter. Also, this Champion jacket, this Champion fleece jacket, Project Park collaboration with Champion, the official actual company Champion. I feel like I've said Champion more times than anybody should in a 30-second radius time frame, but it's absolutely awesome. Look at it. Hey, right? It's amazing. Also, my watch, my Apple Watch. Siri is just saying things to me when she shouldn't. If you go there, you can get all that stuff right now. Some of it's on sale. It's absolutely awesome, including the mugs, the Project Thing shirt, which I feel like somebody over at Netflix copied us. I don't know exactly how that happened. I'll figure it out with Chario later. But yeah. Good times. Good times. Head on over there. Good times throughout this whole episode where the camera's probably not gonna focus. It's all right. Let's get to the bread and the butter of this episode, because I don't want to waste any more time, because my guest this week, sticking with the theme of long time comings, is a cosplayer that knows no bounds when it comes to outputting quality cosplay content, whether it be suited up, perfectly portraying and embodying each character on display, ranging from the likes of Marvel's Rogue or Jubilee to DC's Catwoman, Supergirl, or Batgirl, or even within the gaming community with her amazing Yennefer or Ciri from The Witcher, or whether it be as a seamstress working hard herself to bring to life our favorite comic characters, her favorite comic characters, putting in the time with the craft that not all of us have, but prop makers and other creators can appreciate alike. My guest this week is an Israeli who kululued her way into this show after being a previous cosplay of the week. She'd probably disagree, but much like all of my guests, I'd like to say that she's a staple in the cosplay community. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Paper Moon Cosplay.
What's going on?
Don't you reply now to all the things you just said about me? Oh, stop it.
this is weird, because we actually speak outside of the show, and that's not to say that I don't speak to other guests and whatnot outside of the show as well. But this one is weird because we have like a relationship outside of the show. So I feel like I got to put my like professional podcast chazzy situation on, and it's weird to do
it's
it.
Okay.
It's weird doing it with you, you know, but on my March 6th episode with Bradman Cosplay and Vicus Vids, I featured you as the cosplay of the week for your Batgirl.
Right.
Your Barbara mm-hmm. Gordon Batgirl. Since then, I've gotten to know you a bit, a little bit about your backstory. And I think like between all the mutual friends that we have and everything as well in this community, and to those that are tuning mm-hmm. into the full episodes, always thank you. They see your cosplays. They see those basic moments and all the visuals that you post and everything. And they know that you're a big con goer. They know the characters that you like most because you cosplay as them, you know, the basics. But I don't think they know mm-hmm. the inner workings, those extra details, the stories of what, when, why, and how. So I want to ask you, because I'm actually even curious. I don't even know the full length of this story, to be honest with you. How did you get into cosplay in the first place? Because everyone has a story, a buildup, humble beginning. So from the, you know, little PETA that you once were to the stack of PETAs that you've become, how did your journey, how did your journey into cosplay begin?
Wow. I'll have to go back with you, like 09, because I've started cosplaying at around that time.
It doesn't seem like that long ago, but it actually is quite a long time ago.
It is, almost 14 years ago. So I had this group of friends that we would hang out together after school. And most of them just got into cosplay inevitably. I just, you know, started doing it too with them. At that time, I was more into anime. So I started cosplaying anime characters. So my first cosplay was actually from a mecha anime called Macross Frontier. Mm. Also, at that time, you couldn't really buy cosplays. It wasn't that common.
Yeah.
So you either made it yourself or you paid someone to make it for you. Mm. Or if it was a really known character or a really known anime, then you could buy it online, but it was really expensive. Mm. And I would have to buy it from like other countries because nowhere in Israel. I couldn't have found it here. So I went to my aunt. She had a sewing machine and I was like, can I use it? I want to try and sew something. She would like show me the basic things with how to operate a sewing machine. And ever since then, it's like really try and error with sewing because up until today, I'm not sewing as I should be sewing.
Every time I talk to you, you're sewing.
I am, but I'm not using like patterns or doing it the right way. I'm just getting the fabric, cutting the fabric, just trying something, and it works out. I mean, I have to do lots of adjustments.
So you're just kind of putting stuff together and hoping for the best, or what?
Yes, this is exactly what I'm doing. also, like, you know, with with cosplay, you can't really just take patterns of clothes that you really wear in, like, daily, because most of the time it's not, like, regular clothes. So you don't really have patterns that you can use. I mean, you can buy something similar and make adjustments. So I'm already making adjustments. So I'm just cutting and
you know, every time I talk to you and you're like, oh yeah, I'm sewing this. In my mind, I picture you like in a rocking chair, like, but doing it by hand. Like I always forget that there's like machines and everything, which you have behind you right now.
Yeah.
But in my mind, when we're talking and stuff and you're telling me, oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm making this one. And I picture you like in a rocking chair, like fucking knitting.
Listen, there
Courage
are times.
The, Courage the Cowardly Dog on TV and fucking, you know what I mean? That's what I picture every time. But in actuality, you're doing that shit.
I'm sewing.
She sews. I don't sew.
I think I can speak for most of us when I say that during COVID, we really consumed lots of popular culture. Video games or TV shows or like comics, like whatever.
Yeah.
And during those years, I really got into like Star Wars. I mean, I was a Star Wars fan, but not that like into it, but Star Wars.
You were a fake Star Wars fan before then.
Yeah, you can say so.
Yeah.
And I really got into like the whole comic superhero shit.
Yeah. It's also hard out there.
Not a way to say it.
It's hard out there with all the sand and everything. Getting
all the sand. All the sand. I basically live in Tatooine.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. All the sand flowing in through your window. So it was probably difficult to sit down and watch TV because you're, fuck, all this fucking sand. It's all flowing in your house. It's crazy. I know.
A Star Wars cosplay will happen and I will shoot it here in the desert.
Yeah, you actually literally have the perfect area for it. You showed me pictures. You have like the perfect area. I actually told you that.
I'll do it.
Out of all this time that you've been cosplaying, why haven't you done a Star Wars cosplay? And you were like, oh, I don't know. I'll do it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Right.
I promise you.
I'm counting on it.
Start
working on that tomorrow.
I think my first cosplay, like a superhero cosplay, was Supergirl. Not this one, the original one that I made. Mm-hmm. It was March of 2018, I think.
When did the Batgirls and the Catwomen and like that, like what you're known for, I guess you could say, when did that start?
I think Batgirl was before I really gotten to know the American cosplay community, but mm-hmm. I made my Batgirl around March of 21st, I think, for a con in Israel. And it was really cool. People really liked it. And I started to get attention like internationally for this cosplay. Then I got to meet so many people, like gotten to know so many people online who cosplay DC characters. One of them is one of my best friends today, Sadalop. We started talking. He would give me so many advices like about my cosplay. So when I've gotten to know more people that do that cosplay, like DC characters, they referred me to like makers, and right. I upgraded my cosplays with time.
What made you want to get into the Marvel and DC cosplay?
Because I consume so many popular culture, like during COVID, it was really fresh, mm-hmm. and I just really love the characters. And it's also fun to be a superhero, you know?
Yeah. It makes you feel good.
I mean, not gonna lie.
you know that I'm a big gamer, and everybody that tunes into the show should yeah. know by now that I'm a big gamer as well. And if you have eyes, you can see in the background all the gaming stuff that's there. Shout out to all my blind people that tune in, though. The show has shifted away a little bit from the gaming content. So anytime that I get to talk gaming with anybody, whether it be even within cosplay or actual gaming content in general, it lights me up inside like Snoop lights his joints. So I want to talk to you about your Witcher cosplays. You have Ciri out here looking amazing, looking like her down to a T, as well as your Yennefer cosplay, which is epic as hell. Your Ciri is awesome, seriously. You have it down pat from head to toe. The bands on the bicep area, those little details that just bring it together even more, to the waist, to the belt, to the makeup. It's all on point. And I mentioned, and you mentioned, we've been talking about you making your own cosplays and everything. Was mm-hmm. Ciri one of the ones that you made yourself as well, or was it like a mix and yeah. match of purchase and sewing?
I made Ciri myself, the whole cosplay. It was really another like step to get better.
Yeah.
With cosplay, I feel like, because I had to work with so many new, it was the first time I've used 3D printing for cosplay. It was really exciting. I printed all the belts, buckles and stuff.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, because she has a unique buckles. She has unique yeah. buckles all over the cosplay. So yeah. I found the file and I printed it, and it was really exciting for me to actually use something new for this cosplay. The original sword that I had for this cosplay, I crafted it from wood.
Jesus
also
Christ.
Like a fun experience, and the whole making, you know, of the cosplay, using so many types of different fabrics. I had to use hammer to, I don't know if you can see over the pants, you have like metals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just.
Like on your thighs?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
So it was a fun project. I mean, I learned a lot during, while making this cosplay. I love Ciri in general. She's the baddest character. I love her.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but then I mean, I made the whole belt. She has a belt, like, you know, the metal belt here.
The big one?
Out of, yeah.
Right, yeah.
On the corset from foam originally, but when I remade a cosplay, I printed it as well. I have specific photographers that I usually work with. One of them is Rory, and he's a really good friend of mine. And beside, like, he's a really great photographer, but it's not his job. But he's also like a very craft, like he makes amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. And for my birthday, he made me Ciri sword out of metal.
Oh, nice. And is that the one that you ended up using?
Yes, yeah. I have it here actually. It's really,
oh,
like
shit.
Yes, and leather and everything. He really made it for metal.
It's huge.
It's amazing. It's huge and it's heavy. It's like yeah. a real sword. So I can't get like bring it to cons. It's not. It's
I safe. Have been fighting the urge cons. To make so many jokes throughout you talking. By the way,
come on, bring it.
You'll see it in editing. You'll see my face throughout the whole time. You have this one photo of you sitting on the stairs with this sword and everything,
yeah.
And like the cinder block wall in the background and everything. And you posted this one of you on the stairs in June of 2022, and the caption says,
"I know where you're getting with this."
The caption says, "Quote:
I'm going to show you it. Come on,
I'm really not sure whether I like my cheekbones in this picture or not." End quote. And I gotta tell you, Tahir, when you first posted this, That's precisely what we all were looking at. I just want to let you know that. I was worried too. Sure. I was worried for you. You know what I mean? I was like, the bravery to post this picture with cheekbones in that position. I didn't know what to do. I liked the photo, but then I was like, wait a minute, because I read the caption and I was like, she doesn't like her cheekbones. So I took the like back. I was like, wait a minute, never mind. And I put it back. And I was like, can't like this photo until we figure out what's going on with these cheekbones. So it's now a year later, and I'm curious, are you okay with the cheekbones? Can we move forward?
I'm okay with it now.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
I also made peace with my cheekbones.
Okay, I'm glad. Because we were all definitely really concerned for a year and a whole month. You also have this other one, photo by Roy Darnell as well. That's roy.darnell on Instagram. It looks like a it's got bars that you're leaning up against with the Gaussian blur and everything in the background, and you're in focus, and it's just awesome. I mean, was it like a crazy feeling to shoot in the same place that they held Jesus?
Actually, no.
Okay.
But
savage.
I mean, this is one of the times that I could really use Israel for my advantage, because we have ancient cities here, and it just felt right to shoot this in one of those cities. Yeah. This specific cosplay I shot in Jaffa, which is right next to Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
But I also shot many things in Jerusalem. They look exactly the same.
Of course.
Very ancient, very like, you know, the stones and stuff. So we went there at night. It's much easier to cosplay at night because then people don't stare at you.
wait, what is this place? All jokes aside. It's not where they held Jesus.
It's just a street.
It's a street?
Yeah.
What?
The whole city looks like this.
What is happening? It looks like it's like a jail cell or something, or like you know what I mean?
No,
like,
these are bars for a door for like,
What's happening? Are you guys just like moving fucking doors and shit?
No, but it's an ancient city, and this is how it looks like. I mean, most of Israel doesn't look like this.
Did you say action city?
Ancient city.
They said action. I was like, what is this? Like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? What's going on?
Cassie, if you're gonna laugh about my English, I'm gonna get out.
I'm gonna get out of the door. All right.
Ancient.
Well, I'm just trying to provide quality, you know, content here.
Put subtitles.
Peak performance is what we're trying to achieve.
Yes. I want a badge.
Anyway, this is crazy. This is amazing. In all seriousness, I didn't realize that it was just a street like that. No, you guys do. In all seriousness, all jokes aside, you guys really do, because obviously pictures that you've posted, but then things that you've shared with me as well. Like, you have crazy, amazing, like, areas, like literally ancient areas, like awesome areas, perfect for photo shoots and for video shoots, perfect for cosplay, just coincidentally. Have you ever thought about doing like an Assassin's Creed? Are you an Assassin's Creed fan at all?
I am not. People have told me to do that because it's literally taking place on those cities.
We're gonna have to end this interview here. Since you don't like Assassin's Creed.
I'm okay with it. I have no one to cosplay there. Come on.
Yes, you do. There's female assassins.
I can cosplay Altair.
You could. I was gonna tell you. You could, because it's part of your name.
Yeah.
No, because I, okay, look, all right, here. Well, surprise. I wanna do an Assassin's Creed cosplay with me.
Okay.
They have women assassins. Look it up.
They do, but I don't. I'm not a big fan of the game, so I'm not cosplaying characters that I don't really like.
You are a big fan. You're gonna get into it. You have the time.
Okay.
You're gonna get into
Make me a big fan, and I'll.
You're gonna be
it.
A fan. You, okay. Do one with me. Make me an Ezio cosplay. Let's do. I'll do.
Okay.
Do you know who Ezio is?
I know, and I know you're not serious about me making you cosplay.
I'm not serious about this one, actually. Hold on. Have you seen Ezio? Have you seen the older Ezio with the beard? Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Yes, I know.
And he's got like the blue, it's like a blue, like robes and everything, and like the hood and everything. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll make it to you if you're serious.
I'll
cosplay with you if you're serious.
Yeah, I'm a little serious right now.
But you're not serious.
I am.
I know you. You're not serious.
I am.
Okay, we'll see. Talk to me like six months from now.
But then I gotta get out there though. We have to shoot it in that kind of scenery.
You do. Come to Greece and then, you know, jump here and
Yeah, I know, since it's just a camel ride away. what made you want to cosplay as characters from The Witcher? Because you also have your Yennefer, which you have two variations here. One with like the awesome graphics, also done by Roy Darnell. The one with you holding the fireball in your hand as well. And then you doubled up, busting out with two spells in both hands. So one's just a one's a fireball, one's purple balls. Either way, you've got balls in your hand in both of them. But then you also have the black and white rendition, which the photos by Alex the DC. And everything about these like matches everything, the makeup, all of it. It's absolutely, it's perfect. It's amazing. I love it. And I've told you that a million times that I really love your Yennefer and your Ciri as well. What made you want to cosplay as Ciri and Yennefer? Was it the Netflix show? Was it the games? What was the inspiration?
The games. Also during COVID, I really got into the Witcher games. I'm not a big gamer. I'm not considering myself a gamer. When I play, I usually play with someone that actually plays, and I just watch them play and tell them what to do because I'm the brain behind the game.
Of course.
I'll tell them how to crack, you know, all the quests and stuff. But
it's crazy that you're not an Assassin's Creed fan when you're an assassin in your real life. You guys maybe not know this, but she's
revealing all my secrets.
She's a trained assassin from when she went into what is it? What did you guys do? Is it the Mossad? Mossad.
Yeah, I'm at a Mossad, right?
You were. That's like, yeah. Was that'd be like the equivalent of our CIA, right? Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
See how she got quiet because she's not supposed to talk about it. Supposed to talk about it. I'm sorry, I interrupt you. So you chose because of the games?
Yes, because of the games.
Yeah.
So during I really got into the Witcher 3 specifically.
Yes.
And I really loved everything about it.
Yeah.
I actually love all the characters there. I do prefer Yennefer over Triss, and I'm judging you people, all of you people, I'm judging you. I mean, can I curse here?
Yeah, we have been this entire time, both of us.
Okay, Ciri, perfection. Nothing bad to say about Ciri. Everyone loves Ciri. Yennefer, classic, you know, real, like, woman power.
Yes.
Triss, a whore. He's a whore.
I don't even like.
What's there to like?
I don't even. It's either Ciri or Yennefer for me. Triss isn't even in the picture. It doesn't even resonate.
I mean, I would probably cosplay her too because I love the design, but she's a whore. I guess love whores.
Well, yeah, it is America. Did you finish the game or did you not finish? I didn't finish that game, dude.
Even like the extension that they released lately.
The DLC. Let's use American ones. All right. No, we're not in Israel. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, God damn
it. You know, your Witcher cosplays are awesome. And I know people are probably like, why isn't he talking about her Catwoman or her Batgirl or her Supergirl or anything like that? Because I feel like, I mean, you've said it publicly as well, so this isn't news or anything. But you've talked to me about it like that. I believe you said you don't feel like your Witcher cosplays get enough love. And I said the same thing, actually. Like, I really love them. And I think they're absolutely awesome. And maybe I'm biased because I like gaming stuff. And I don't see, I mean, I see a lot of gaming cosplays, I'm not going to lie. But I feel like, you know, superhero cosplays are much more prominent than anything else.
Yeah.
You know? So when I get the chance to talk about gaming cosplays and everything. And then also just to kind of highlight, I guess, the way that you word it, the stuff that's not as popular, I guess you could say, on your page and everything like that. So I wanted to talk about something different, which we're going to get into some of your X-Men cosplays as well. But before we do that, I want to get into a segment that I like to call bow, Shotgun Questions. And Shotgun Questions Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid fire segment where we're asking a couple questions and see how fast we can get through them. And they never actually end up being that rapid fire, except for I think like two or three different guests. But we usually end up talking about it. And it's fine if we do end up talking about it. But let's see how shotgunny we can get here. By the way, this segment is a segment where the guests don't know anything. They have no idea what I'm talking about. They don't know the questions. I did not prep them beforehand. All they know is that it's going to happen, but they don't know when it's happening. If you could choose any DC animated movie to adapt into live action and actually be done justice, which would you pick?
Totally the Red Sun.
Nice. Yes. Good choice.
I love this movie. It actually really even gotten me into my thesis to my PhD on this movie.
Your what? Your Jesus to your what?
Thesis.
Your what?
My thesis.
Your titties? Why are you talking about titties on my show? What is happening?
Making fun of my English.
Let's calm the titties.
Thesis. T-H-S-I-S. Thesis.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Proceed. Catwoman versus Black Cat. Who wins and why?
We also talked about it before.
I did a poll on this. That's why.
Yeah, it's a tough decision. I'll say Black Cat. I feel like she's more like powerful with her powers. Mm-hmm. I just like Catwoman more, like her backstory. But I feel like Black Cat is stronger.
Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
Let me stop you there. There is one correct answer to this question, and this is Christian Bale.
It's Batfleck, but it's okay.
No.
Yes.
No, Christian Bale is the Batman. I love Bale.
Okay.
I mean, I love everything about The Dark Knight. So
that's all right. You know, some people have taste, others don't. Top characters you want to see in the MCU's iteration of X-Men?
Polaris.
Nice.
I really, really love her. And they did have an adaptation, like The Gifted.
Yeah.
It wasn't Marvel. It was by Fox, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Fox.
I guess Emma.
Emma Frost, yes.
Yes.
We got her in the Fox iteration, but it could be done better.
Yes. And obviously Rogue. Yes. I mean, we had her in the movies, but, you know, like Rogue.
Yeah. Good old Southern Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah.
All right. Last one. If you could time travel to any period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to 3 choices.
I'll probably give you unexpected answers here. I'll probably go to Joseon era of South Korea, Korea in general, during that time. I think around the 1890, during that period of time, from 10 to 90, just before Japan occupied Korea.
Wow. Totally know your shit. It's insane.
Yeah. I you know it. You know I've studied Korean studies. You know it.
I'm acting for the camera right now.
So yeah, I've actually had my bachelor degree in international relations and Korean studies. So I am really into Korean history. Yeah. I'd say England, Victorian times. Mm-hmm. Also like an interesting time.
Architecture.
Yes. And the clothes too.
Yes.
Also, like, you know, this was a very, I'll say, innovative times, because Victoria and Albert were really like into science and everything. So they really like wanted to progress. And it was really new times for everyone. Everyone really judged them for it, but they went for it. And I guess everyone says that about the future, but not like near future. I'll say like, I don't know. 200 years from now.
It's funny. I think that's exactly what Ray picked.
Really?
I think so. He's either amazing. Said 200 or 500. I don't remember.
It's amazing. I don't think we will be here in 500 years, to be honest. I don't think we'll be here.
Well, of course not. We're going to be fucking dead.
Yes.
You mean like the actual Earth, the whole Earth, or just you and I specifically?
You and I specifically.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Humankind in general.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we will be either. It'll just be AI at that point. We're all just going
to
be AI.
Yeah, but it's amazing to see how much we've progressed in the last 100 years. So it's really amazing to see what we will be able to do in another 100
aliens,
or 200.
Aliens helped us out with all that, but that's a different conversation.
Of course. We should make a whole podcast about aliens.
I would love to, actually. Did you actually? No, you fucking didn't. I know you didn't. But did you? I'm going to say it for the sake of it anyway. Does anybody remember? Did you see? Does anybody remember that episode where, who was I talking to? God, I don't remember. I think it was the same episode that you were featured in, the cosplay of the week. I think it was with Brad and with Seth, Vicus Vids. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how we wanted to do an episode about like conspiracies and like aliens. The pyramids and like just a different episode because I brand this show as as gaming, film, cosplay, and more. That's what the slogan of the show is. Side Project Podcast, gaming, film, cosplay, and more. But lately it's just really been about cosplay more than anything. So I haven't been saying that slogan or putting that out there, but the and more was tacked on to the show because I used to do, when I had a co-host and shit, I used to do eating challenges on the show. I've done the Pocky Chip Challenge three years in a row. I've done fast food challenges, like where we would blindfold and try to guess where the burgers are from. And you know, I don't eat fast food. So that was right. Like, that's a crazy one for me. But we would do all kinds of different stuff. And then we did a whole episode on the Mandela effect before. So we had—
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. And so we had that we called that the and more side of the Side Project podcast, where it was like special episodes that didn't really have anything to do with gaming, film, or cosplay. Still did a cosplay of the week every episode. But I want to get like a few people together and kind of reintroduce that side of this show. Because I think it could make for interesting conversation. But the difference would be now I'm doing it with cosplayers. So we're talking about these conspiracies. So it's still in relation to cosplay and everything,
there are
right?
more to us than cosplay.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Yes, do it. Let's do it.
Are you gonna do it too? You're too smart for all of this, though. You know what I mean? We'll have to get Sod on too so we can talk about dinosaurs. I know he'll be stoked about that.
I can talk about nuclear powers if you want me to.
Okay, and none of us will know what the fuck is happening. So kudos.
I mean, Oppenheimer is the thing now. I mean, people know their shit now.
I would love to know what you just said. I don't. I have no idea.
I just said Oppenheimer is a thing now.
Oppenheimer. People, oh, okay, all right. Okay, all right.
People are getting into nuclear weapons, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put subtitles thing. Throughout this video. Before we continue talking to you about X-Men and get into your Batgirl and everything, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than M.LaVey369 on Instagram, and it is of... That's Maria LaVey. Maria, I swear to God, if your name is not LaVey, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed because the way that you stylize it is L, capital L, and then a little on the A, and then a capital V. So it's got to be LaVey, right? So it's Maria LaVey, M.LaVey369 on Instagram, and it is of her Supergirl, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now. And this is absolutely phenomenal, man. I love everything about this. I have gotten the chance to work with Maria, I was going to say a few times, but I think it was just once, I think.
Oh, no.
But it was a long day, a long night. I got there a little bit late, though, so it was a long night. But I don't know. It feels like it was more than once, but... This is absolutely amazing. Her Supergirl looks exactly like the Supergirl from The Flash, whose name I currently can't remember for some reason. What's her name? Do you know it?
The actress?
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank?
I'm having a blank too.
Somebody's screaming at the screen right now because I also just wrote it, I think, on TikTok. But anyway, this is absolutely amazing. It's the
Sasha.
There we go. Yeah. Sasha, I don't know how do you pronounce her last name?
I don't know.
We're not going to try. We're not even going to try. amazing. It looks exactly like the Supergirl from The Flash. I love everything about it, from the hairstyle down to the suit, to the cape flowing and everything as well. It's absolutely awesome. And while we're continuing to talk about this, I want to throw up this one, which is the black New 52 Snyder cut, if you whatever you want to say. Or is it New 52? Was the black one in the New 52 comics? I may have misspoke. I don't know if I got that right. But either way, it's the Snyder cut version of... her Supergirl with the black and all that stuff looks absolutely phenomenal as well. This photo is by art.herophoto, and the black edit is by... Oh, man. These fucking names, you guys. The edit... or she gave credit to the edit idea, and the edit idea was by three people, it seems, and it was by McSqueezy02. It's gonna be on the screen if you want to look at the spelling. And then underscore... It could be Alex's. It could be Alex's. I don't know. Underscore, underscore. And then mini dot underscore. The spelling's on the screen, you guys. I'm not going to spell those names out. But everything about this is awesome. Like I said, I gotten the chance to work with her on a few things. I did some videos for her. They may or may not be playing right now, or they may or may not be playing just as we're talking about the cosplay in general. And the theme of this year is always long time coming. It's been long time coming since the beginning of this year. And this is a long time coming as well. And I want to throw up a third shot while we're talking about it. Bam! And it's up right now. And it's just like a side view with the cape flowing and everything, and the hair looking exactly like... how it does in the Flash movie and everything. And I just love it. Photos by Art Hero Photo once again. Previous guest on the show. and mentioned here obviously many, many times. But this is phenomenal, and I love everything about it, Maria. And I've told you that in person, how great you look and everything. So it's a long time coming. I've been wanting to feature you as a cosplay of the week, and I feel like it was just fitting. I feel like it's girl power here because we've got Paper Moon Cosplay as a guest here today, right? And do you got anything that you want to add to this?
I just wanted to say she looks amazing.
Yeah,
not many people could pull this cosplay off. I mean, I wanted to. I'm just not going to.
Well, you have a Supergirl cosplay, and it's in the background right now. That you made.
Yeah, but not this yourself? Version.
You made yours yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You made yours yourself.
I make most of my cosplay myself.
Most of them, but I'm going to get, we'll get to that. It's not about you right now, selfish God.
Right. So I wanted to say she looks amazing. And the fact that, I mean, people that use their own hair for cosplay, specifically this one, it just looks so much better.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing.
Yeah. She looks. Love it. Yeah. Not a lot of people can pull that hairstyle off too, I think, in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm shaming people out there, but it is what it is. It is what it is.
It's true.
It is. If you're not following Maria, go follow her on Instagram at m.lavey, LAVEY 369 on Instagram, because Maria, your Supergirl cosplay for me and Paper Moon cosplay, your Supergirl cosplay of the week for me and Paper Moon cosplay is amazing.
Ah.
Yeah, it's just a plus one. It's just me and my producer. Right. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right, bye. Chario, pack a bag. We're going to Dragon Con.
Whoa. Hey, whoa. You can't just come in and drop a bomb like that. Hiroshima. There's no setup or anything.
Look, man. I know you've always wanted to come, be a part of these events and everything. You're always stuck here in the studio.
What was that,
dude? Definitely. Don't do that in front of anybody in Atlanta, okay? Wait, so I really am coming? Yes, man. I told you. All right, so pack a bag. Pack the equipment bag, too. Bring some things, because we're going to be
shooting some stuff, all right? You and me and you. Who'd have thought?
Wait a minute. Wait. When do we leave?
Wednesday. This coming Wednesday? Wait, I'm not even ready, dude.
No, man. Why would we leave that early? What are we going to do out there for that long? Well, maybe travel a little bit, see the scenery, get us some southern food, maybe a little Georgia Beach. We leave the 30th of August. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, what time? Because I got a lot going on.
9 a.m. So get up, bright and early, all right?
Oh, dude, I got to call Imposter.
Why would you call Imposter? He's not even going this year, okay? Don't bother him, dude. He just had another kid. Let's let him raise it first. You know, listen, I feel like we gotta go over some ground rules.
I don't see why we would need to do that.
There's gonna be no llamas.
Just one.
Not even one. No goats. No sheep.
Just a couple.
Why would we jump up in numbers of animals? If there was zero llamas, why would we go from here to... There's gonna be no animals, dude. Okay? Of any kind. Just humans.
Oh, but they're my emotional support animals.
Except they're not, though, right? You know? You're like that lady that brought a peacock on the plane. Nobody like that. All right? No cocks on the plane.
One cock. No cocks. Are we talking about the same thing?
Don't embarrass me out there, okay?
Me? Come on, dude. Look who you're talking to.
Right. Well, I'm gonna go tackle this beast that is my facial hair.
Yeah, you trim that up, Gandalf!
Okay, you get everything together. Send you a checklist later, all right? Dragon Con, right?
Hey. Woo! All right, man!
August 30th, 9 a.m. Meet me at the airport, but I'll already be here, though.
All right, at the airport.
And I don't want to see you until then.
What?
And I don't even care what they say about you, man. You're coming with me anyway.
Wait, what do they say?
I like you either way, dude. Kind of. A little bit.
Wait, what?
I'll see you there, dude. All right? You're the guy, man. Where's the guy? There's the guy.
All right. Wait, dude, should I make us a dragon?
Like me as a dragon?
Well, I was thinking, like, me. Chario, the dragon, because like you're already the Chazosaurus Rex.
I kind of like that idea. Let's sit on that.
Right.
Figure that one out. All right.
What does that mean? Are you doing sign language?
Pew 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 pow 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 pow.
Oh, you got me. Oh.
Pew pew.
Hey, wait a minute. That's the bad finger.
I'll see you at the con.
But you said the airport
in Atlanta.
Hey, wait a minute though, dude. I got a couple more questions. Like, are we doing a whole episode out there, or are we just filming a couple things?
Who are your favorite X-Men characters of all time?
Whoa. I love Magneto. Like, yeah. Really, really love Magneto.
Who doesn't?
Not because he's a Jew.
I wasn't going to say it. All right? Somebody's a J-O-O.
But you thought it. You were thinking about it.
I was.
And I know it.
This entire episode, I have been holding back from making Jewish jokes the entire time. I really have.
I love Storm. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Were I black? If I was black, I would cosplay.
If you were black, yeah. You can't. Apparently you can't if you're not. Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to do that. And, you know, Wolverine, obviously. Everyone will love Wolverine. Who else? I love Jubilee and I love Rogue, obviously.
Fucking, there
them.
We go. Nice. Thank you. I was waiting for the fucking Jubilee and Rogue so I could segue.
I did it on purpose.
Jesus Christ. Your Jubilee cosplay is absolutely awesome. Thank you for the segue. This is a cosplay that I personally don't come across often. There definitely are some Jubilee cosplayers out there, obviously, but it's a cosplay that I personally don't come across often. And it's a character that I also think often goes overlooked. And you pulled this off flawlessly. I've told you that it's actually one of my favorites of yours of all time. I felt like everything about it just fits. It's perfect. I love everything about it. And this one specific photo that we're looking at is the one where Wenz did the edit, which is always a job well done, of course. And then Little Lethal P on the photo, the classic look here, that classic X-Men look, the colors and everything as well. The hairstyle, like I said, fits you perfectly because I feel like you've got the facial structure for it, the cheekbones. Let me throw up this other photo with you, like holding the jacket and everything a little bit, leaning up against the wall, the gum going out. I'm gonna pop that shit. And then you've got the belt with the X-Men belt going on there and everything as well. It's amazing. Everything about it is just amazing. And then you have your Rogue. This photo here is by Roy Darnell. The edit's by Ryan Sims. Everything about this, again, is amazing. The edit is phenomenal. And I want to point something out that you have two different wig variations on your Rogue cosplay. You have the straight hair, and then you have the wavy hair here. And me, personally, I've told you, I like the wavy hair. It's like comic accurate. It's animated accurate. Cause she had the wavy hair in the animated series, right? Or am I mixing it?
Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
It was way more puffier even, you know,
in the animated series, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Rams in motion with the capture on this one. I say that the Jubilee cosplay is probably one of your more simpler cosplays, if I will. I mean, if not maybe even the simplest cosplay that you've done in comparison to the work behind the scenes that you put in with all of your cosplays, or in comparison to the Rogue even with the latex and all of that. I don't know, is it latex?
It is.
Okay. How long did Jubilee take to compile in comparison to putting together Rogue or even any of your other cosplays?
It will all only, like, if I feel like my answer won't suffice you. Because both of them didn't take me long to make.
Okay, well, I just assumed that one would take longer than the other.
I mean, yes, Jubilee was much easier because I only had to make, like, you know, the pink top and the jacket. I used the jeans that I already had. Yeah. But Rogue wasn't that difficult to make either because I already made so many bodysuits before. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, copy-paste. To another bodysuit. Yeah. The more challenging thing about Rogue was the jacket because I made three jackets before I felt good about the jacket.
Which that's what I was going to say that too. Like, fucking accurate as hell on the jacket. Like, insanely accurate. And I was going to ask if you bought it and made alterations or did you, like, how did you, what's the.
I made it. I made from, three before.
Just.
I made this one. I was.
From scratch like, or what?
From scratch, yeah. You know, you take a fabric and you put it in the sewing machine and then you make clothes.
What? Like, that's insane. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but the first three that I made, I really hated. I used different fabrics until I got the right one. Yeah. But I ended up really liking the results. So.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I think it took me like 2 days to make Jubilee.
That's what I was gonna ask, yeah.
Rogue, the bodysuit itself took me like a day. It was over a weekend. I did it like in a weekend. Yeah. But the jacket took me a long time because I had to make it new all the time until I was satisfied with the results. So, yeah.
Did you buy the gloves or did you make the gloves too?
I make all my gloves and I suffer every time.
What? Okay, then
it's
I got
the thing I hate most to make.
So I thought that answer would be way longer. I prepared for that shit to be way longer. So I'm gonna improv some shit. So then, what would you say is, because you've made a lot of your cosplays, from your Catwoman as well, right? To everything in between, to the Rogue, to the Jubilee, to the Witcher cosplays as well. What would you say was the hardest cosplay that you've ever made, not counting the one that I personally know that you're working on right now?
I'll say my Arkham Knight Catwoman for sure. It was just really detailed. I don't think people really notice how detailed this suit is. Yeah. Only when you like really get a good look at it, you can see how many different types of fabrics there are there, different types of like patterns there are there. I mean, gloves in general, I really love I really try to make my cosplays functional. Like when I go to cons, I really want to feel like I can do anything in a cosplay. So the thing about gloves is that you either need to take them off all the time so you can type, or you use specific things to make it conductive so you can type with your glove on. And with Catwoman, I mean, what I do most of the time is I use a conductive thread. I just make a little dot around the fingers. It connects my skin to the glove, and then it just conducts, you know, the electricity from my body to the glove, and then I can type with it. But you can see it because it's gray and it doesn't look good. So with Catwoman, what I actually did was, because I had to model all the parts, 3D printing parts for my suit, because no one sells them. So again, Roy, which is a good friend of mine, we're super talented and is also like 3D modeling. So we sat together and we modeled all the parts for Catwoman. And when we modeled the parts, I also asked him to model with me the nails for the suit, because it's not regular nails. If you really look close at her nails, she has the nail and it connects at the inner part.
To the glove, right?
To the glove, yeah. So we made it. And when we made it, I came up with an idea. I think even, I don't know if Roy suggested it, but we came together with this idea of printing the nails from a conductive material. So we did that. It was we experimented on that. And I printed the Tom's nails because this material is fucking expensive. Okay. So I printed only the Tom's. And it worked. Yeah. I mean, it worked. I had to connect the printed nails, to a conductive thread to the glove, but it worked. So I could actually type on my phone with my nail, which was cool.
Did you do a video showing that?
Yeah.
I remember. I remember that video then.
I have it. Yeah. I was so excited. I actually typed Roy. I was typing Roy in the chat. I was chatting. You wouldn't understand it because it's in Hebrew. I wrote something like, "Hey, it's working."
It's crazy. And I videoed it. When I watched the video, you were typing Chazzy. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. Like Mandela effect or something.
I didn't know you there.
But you thought about me all the time. It was weird. I don't know.
Sure, Daddy.
That's what happens. Shit.
But I think it's the most complicated thing I ever made.
That's interesting.
Besides the one thing that you know that I'm making right now.
That you're working on. you're going to be at Dragon Con this year, coming up at the end of August, beginning of September. And you're not going to be bringing widely acclaimed might be the proper word, of Batgirl, this version of your Batgirl. It's obviously a major standout in the community, and the photo here that's on the screen is by Roy Darnell, and it's by Wins. Whereas you're usually making, like we've been talking this whole time, the majority of your cosplays yourself. This one is actually one where you went with someone else? You worked with others on this? Like, what's the details of this version of your bad girl?
I feel like it's like underwhelming to say it because you like expect a big story.
What's happening here? I fucking Listen, I prepped her for this entire fucking episode, you guys. I prepped her for this whole episode. You had everything ahead of time.
I can make it exciting. So I was talking to Steam Cosplay. They reached out to me and they were like, yeah, do you want to get a cosplay? And I was like, yeah, sure, give me a cosplay. And they just gave me this cosplay to promote.
What a story.
And that's it. I mean,
fucking fantastic.
Listen, the thing is, I really rather make my own cosplays because I enjoy the process of making more than wearing the cosplay. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying no to free stuff. You know?
Yeah, this was awesome. This was an insane story. The way that this turned out, it's great. Let's throw up another photo.
I love it. Listen. I wasn't expecting it to be this good because I don't know. I have like low expectations when I get like bought stuff. But it really is a good cosplay. I did need to make some alterations to. It was a little big on me. But overall, the cosplay is really good and I love it. And people love it. Yeah. Like you can see the difference when I post anything else and when I post my gun and my bad girl.
It's not often that I say this. It's very few people that I say this to because I never want to single anybody out or anything like that. But I really do genuinely think that this is the best Gotham Knights bad girl that I've ever seen. And it's nothing new. Aww. You fucking know this, but. Like, it's just amazing from everything. And that's a kudos to Sim Cosplay as well, because a large part of that is because I love the suit. I love the way the suit looks. I love the accents on the suit and everything. I love everything about it, from the emblem down to all of it. And then also Lex 3D, right?
I did print the mask and the horn myself.
The ears?
But yeah, Lex.
The ears?
Horns?
Their ears? They're bat
They're
ears?
Horns.
They are fucking bat ears.
No.
Who did the emblem? Sim did the emblem too?
Yeah, it comes with a cosplay.
Okay, all right. Well, excuse me. Excuse me, princess. You know, because I know you get a lot of emblems from Jay Curtis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he doesn't have... Yeah, I don't think he has bad girl one, but this one comes with a cosplay. But yeah, Jay Curtis is great. I mean, I love his emblems, as you can see.
No, this is awesome. I love everything about it, from the photo to the to the edit to the to the suit and everything. And then obviously you in the suit is what brings it all together even more as well. Did what about the wig? Did you get the wig yourself, or did that come with it too?
I did get the wig myself. Yeah, it's my original Anastasia wig because I used to cosplay Disney characters.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. You had another bad girl cosplay before this one. And if I got the timeline right and everything, it was your Burnside bad girl. And it got destroyed. And you seized the opportunity and you turned it into a deceased bad girl, which I featured as a cosplay of the week during the cosplay of the week segment. What's the story behind that? Like, if nobody's ever seen it, let them know. Watch, I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't know the whole story. I think you wrote the story in your caption, right?
I did. Yeah. I did. I even think you read it when you
I did.
Featured me as the cosplay of the week.
But a lot of people, there's times where
I'll give
people,
you more details. Give you more details here.
You should, because people don't always read captions. For instance, me, I fucked up and I didn't read your caption on your birthday. And I didn't wish you a happy birthday. But we're gonna go ahead and just move past that like it didn't happen.
I will never forgive you.
I know. It's all right.
Yeah. Anyways, I broke my bad girl to Dragon Con, as you all know. And it was the original suit that I made. And when I looked for fabrics for this specific cosplay, I really looked for a specific shade of indigo, you know, because it's not blue and it's not purple. And it's not grayish. It's like in the middle. So I really looked for a specific fabric and I couldn't find this color anywhere. Right. So I ended up using a fabric, a leather fabric that you don't normally use for clothes. You use it for like couches and stuff. So it's not fit for clothes it's not breathing at all.
So over here building the couch.
Yeah. I was the couch. So it wasn't breathing at all. It was a terrible fabric to work with. It wasn't stretching. But I really wanted to be accurate, so I used it anyways. The thing is, after taking it to Atlanta, and I don't know if people know, but Atlanta is a shitty place for cosplaying. It's so fucking humid.
It's where Dragon Con is.
I know humid.
Let's not shit on it because I'm trying to get a sponsorship. Go ahead, keep going.
Dragon Con is amazing. You just move it to a nicer place. Yeah.
Where?
Perfect.
Where?
I don't know. I don't know America, man. I'm not from America.
You've been here.
Yeah, but not to so many places. I mean,
I got
to
say, if Dragon Con, okay, it's in August, sidebar, real quick. If Dragon Con went to somewhere else in the summer, in August, you don't want it in New York. That's humid as all hell. That's fucked up. You don't want it in Florida. That's pretty crazy, too.
Also, yeah.
You don't want it in Texas. We're all going to die. Right?
Yeah.
So I think, obviously, we got to put it in Iowa. No, I'm just kidding. You're not going to get that joke because you're not American.
Hey!
I'm not even being biased because I currently live here, but I feel like California would be a good place for Dragon Con to be in that time frame because our weather's kind of
not humid
all over the place, not as humid as everywhere else during this time. But I don't know where they would be able to do what they do and how they do it at Dragon Con with the 5 hotels and everything. I don't know how you would do right. that here. Anyway, your Burnside turned into a deceased.
So it was so humid and I sweated the hell out of myself into that cosplay. Yeah. It was a terrible experience. But you know, normally when you get in cosplay, get out of cosplay, you just wash your cosplay. Yeah. But I didn't have that opportunity in America because because traveling to America is it's also very expensive. So I didn't just come to Dragon Con. I traveled in the US. So after I've been to almost a week in Atlanta, I've been to Orlando as well for another week and then another week in New York. So all this time, I nicely folded my cosplay into a bag and put it in my suitcase. I didn't think about it very well. So when I unpacked my stuff, when I go back to Israel, surprisingly, all my other cosplays were completely okay. I mean, the fabric I used are fine. I just washed it and it was okay. But this cosplay, because I used a material that wasn't suit for clothing, it didn't survive. I mean, the moment I took it out, it started to like...
Melt.
It was all ripped. And I wanted to cry because I really loved this cosplay. And I felt like I got... lots of my followers thanks to this cosplay and it was really nicely made, so I was really proud of this cosplay, so I was really down about this and I just left it there to hang because I thought I'll remake it, so I'll need to use the same pattern, so I'll just keep it so I can take the patterns out of this cosplay to make it again, and all this time it just continue to rot in my closet. Yeah. But then when I was in New York with Ray and Jose, we would go hanging in like comic places, and Jose would look at the deceased action figures all the time. Mm-hmm. He really wanted to buy them, but he didn't.
Yeah, they're cool as hell. They're awesome.
Yeah. And I didn't know at the time that this is going to be the case with my cosplay, but I looked at the bad girl and the deceased bad girl, and I said, this is cool as fuck, you know?
Yeah. Cool as fuck.
And when I, good old fuck, This is cool as fuck.
Yes.
And I when I got back home and I saw my cosplay, it just clicked, you know? I can do that. I mean, that would be a cool thing to do with my cosplay. If I already going to throw it away and just make a really good funeral to this cosplay. So I just bought lots of like fake blood for the cosplay on the floor.
It came out amazing and everybody really liked it as well. I featured it as the second photo during the cosplay of the week, and everybody, I mean, look at how many comments it has and everything, and everybody's just freaking out about it. It's phenomenal. It was a job well done, and way to like improvise a shitty situation and make it work in your favor.
But you know, more than like the cosplay itself, making it, it was the first time I actually had to act ugly for a photo.
Act ugly. So, yeah, because it's crazy, you know, just the model-esque level that you're at right now. To have to come down.
You know, usually pick my characters with a poker face because I hate my smile. I hate to do anything with my mouth. So I wasn't supposed to even get like pictures of this cosplay. I just took it for a little corner in Israel just to show it off before I throw it away. And Alex is a good friend of mine. He was like, you know, let's get some photos of this cosplay. And I just crawled on the ground and made those faces. And,
you get your acting on experience. A little bit. It's amazing. Yeah. We are going to get ready to get out of here, but before we do, I want to ask you, like, what's the future looking like for you in cosplay? Like, I know what you're working on, but I don't know if you, I mean, you've kind of revealed it, but I don't know if you want to say it outright. Yeah. But I mean, what's the future look like for you in cosplay? Do you have anything that you want to say that you're working on? Anything that you want to reveal? Any ideas that you want to reveal? And then also what you're bringing to, what people can expect at Dragon Con?
I'm currently working on my Arkham Knight Batgirl, which took me like 7 months to make. It's the most time it took me to make a cosplay in general, because if it's only sewing, it takes me like a week to make a cosplay. Not a big deal, but because
this,
all the
this thing's so much more
printed. I have a part here actually. I took it off. So I actually had to print all the cosplay, and I have the bodysuit underneath, but most of the work was actually printing and, you know, sanding and priming and everything. So it took me forever to make this one, and I'm really excited about it, because Alter Ego Studios is making me the cowl for the first time for this specific cosplay, and I can't wait to wear it. I'm going to take it off for a photo shoot this next month. This is one of the cosplays I'm bringing with me. I'm also working on a Bo-Katan cosplay from Star Wars. Bo-Katan cosplay. I know where you're getting with this. This is why I left. I have to take advantage of the fact I live in a desert, so you know.
I can't wait to see those shots.
But it will also it will also like be a printed cosplay, so I'll have to do it again, you know, printing. And what I'm bringing to Dragon Con, okay, so I'll be bringing my Arkham Knight Batgirl. I'll be bringing Supergirl. I'll be bringing Rogue with a straight wig. I know you don't like it.
Bring the wavy one, please.
I'll bring you too. I am bringing a Catwoman that I'm making right now. The King's one from Batman and Catwoman. And I bring more cosplays for the parties, but they're not like official canon cosplays.
So you only bring in 4 cosplays?
For the daytime. Oh, I bring Liberty Bell too.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. 4. It's 4 cosplays. It's 5 cosplays, yeah.
It's 5, yeah. It's 5 days.
Yeah, but I'm only wearing them for 4 days.
What?
Yeah, the 5th day isn't really for cosplay. And you just hang around.
Oh, that's right.
And,
like, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll switch between the Batgirl and Catwoman probably, because I'm going to die in that cosplay. Yeah. I can already see it. I can see myself melting in that cosplay. Don't approach me. Don't touch me. Don't do that.
I am. I'm definitely going to be doing that.
I dare you.
Let's let people know where they can find you.
I'll be at the rooftop of Hilton most of the time.
Not at fucking Dragon Con on Instagram. Like, where can they find you? I'll be on the rooftop of Dragon Con specifically.
Just Google my nickname. What do you mean?
On fucking Instagram. Let them know if they want to follow you, where they can follow you at.
I'm
this is the outro.
Paper.moon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Say it again.
You're not doing a very good job of promoting me. I'm sorry.
It's late.
You should put a
this is a late. A this really is a late episode. Sign. It's gonna be up there. That's editing, Chazzy. That's not. That's not now. This is.
Paper
the,
dog, moon dog, cosplay.
There we go. Yeah.
The Splint Queen.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna thumbs it up, and it. That's what's happening.
If you know, you know.
Before we get out of here, the last thing is I want to give the floor to you to say. Whatever it is that you want to say, plug whatever you want to plug, and just whatever it is, whatever you want to try to get out of that Israeli mouth of yours.
We've been talking for so long. People should just have fun cosplaying, you know? Think less of like following and like, you know, how many followers do you likes you're going to get for cosplay. Just have fun cosplaying.
Yeah.
That's cosplaying is all about. Because I feel lately people are more focused on the costume than the playing.
Yes.
And I really miss that. I mean, this is why I love cons, because you actually meet people and you don't see how many followers and likes they have.
Yeah.
You just meet people for who they are.
Yeah.
Do that more.
Yeah, do that. If you're not following Paper Moon Cosplay, go follow her right now at paper.moon.cosplay. Are we going to do the Assassin's Creed one? Are we going
to
do
it? It's up to you. There are more cosplays we're going to do.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for spoiling that.
Yeah. I'm giving exclusive content here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to you about the Assassin's Creed one after. You got anything else you want to say? This is a very different episode. It's late.
Do you want me to continue talking? I can do it. I can.
I've had enough. To everybody watching, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. You go, when you hit it and you get 100 sexy project points. What are we doing with those project points? I have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. They're kind of like Mario coins or Sonic rings, except the Sonic rings, when you get those, if you get hit, they kind of help you not die. You know what I mean? They kind of keep you alive a little bit. So if anybody wants to test that and try that out, go ahead and do that while the camera does not focus on my face. I'm just going to keep hitting this outro because this episode is already too long. Thank you for watching and or listening on Spotify as well. When you go down and you follow and you rate, you do all the things that you or wherever it is. I think it's at the top. Who knows? I don't know anymore. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateChazzy. That is my personal and everything else you need to follow is on screen right now, like TikTok and all that stuff, the Twitter that I don't really ever use and all that good stuff. But you can follow me if you want. You could tweet me or you could X me, I guess, is what it is now. You can, right? You can X me. I don't know. Why are we all freaking out about that, by the way, as well? You know what I mean? Just relax. You're going to use it anyway. If you want to follow the podcast on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's Project with a K for me and for Tail. Did I say it right?
Tail.
I said, did I say it fucking right? Because you're always like, you roll the R's. You don't fucking roll the R's. Well, I'm sorry.
You did roll the R.
I did not right now. I did not. I tried to do the fucking deep throat thing that you told me about.
You're not doing a very good job at it. I'm sorry.
Say your name.
Tahir.
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 Tahir. Did I say
yes.
it?
Yes.
All right. There we go. For me and Paper Moon Cosplay. For the J-O-O. We're out of here.
For the KLL.